We've had brothers the last couple of years, watchmen they call themselves, some call themselves prophets. We've even had women do it. We have women out here who call themselves.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, let me sing to my baby, let me see ya.
Now, before you sit down, are you really wanting to be here?
Yes.
I don't need your mouth. I don't judge by it, you know it. I'm warning you. I'm warning you to flee from the wrath to come. Because the wrath of God is going to abide upon the children of disobedience. And he's not talking about the world. He's talking about his children who are disobedient.
Amen.
Now, are you sure you want to be here?
Okay.
I wonder on the radio, turn the dial. Boy, you're getting kind of smart, aren't you? Well, you see, in order to accomplish this job that vocation God gave me, we just got to separate the sheep from the goats. We got to cast the bad away.
Amen.
And if the bad don't go away, then we have to cast them away. Now, if you're going to sit down, then you make sure you sit down with the right spirit. And you want to always talk about trying spirits? Then try yours.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Stop trying to fool God or mock God, because God is not going to be mocked. They mocked the messengers. We watched it all week long. Mary sighed. And whichever man sow it, you mock, you're going to be mocked. You scoff. You say, where do we scoff? When you scoff and you don't give no credibility to the work that God's doing in your brothers and sisters, you're scoffing it. When you challenge the faith of anybody who is, I remember some time ago when I told you this, and then I had a little comment about it. But I told you the truth. Faith is an act of desperation. It's the last hope. It's the only hope. And you don't want to do nothing to destroy anybody else's faith because your faith is already destroyed. Now, if you don't understand that, then you cannot be helped. The Apostle Paul said, we've had men come around and overthrow the faith of some. What do you mean by that? See, you just don't give it any credibility. Faith was given to you to believe God for the forgiveness of sins. And then God allowed sin to come into your life through your will to challenge your faith. That's called a trial of your faith, which is more precious than gold. Now, you can sit down like I ask you. If you're not going to submit yourself, we don't have to. You don't have to be here either.
Jesus.
The judge is at the door. And he's shutting it every day. And I promise you that the people to whom the door is shut, you know what they're going to do? They're going to come back and knock on the door. Because they think they have a right to be in it.
Hallelujah.
I warn you to flee from the wrath to come. Now, you have my permission to sit. But do it carefully. had the Lord last night again. He has to encourage me, because I don't get too much encouragement from God's people. You know that. How many know that?
Amen.
There's only one thing that would encourage me, and that's people who receive me. A man asked me one day, he said, how can I help you? I said, receive me.
Amen.
You receive the prophet.
Amen.
You see how God has rewarded me?
Yes.
Yes.
I couldn't even deal with you if I didn't have the revelation of God concerning
that's
you.
Right.
Or me.
That's right.
You understand revelation?
Oh.
Revelation to inform you.
Yes.
To enlighten you.
Yes.
To direct you.
Yes.
To preserve you.
Yes.
Can any bones live?
Yes.
Who are they? Son of man? Do you recognize them?
Hallelujah.
No. Well, I said, then I'm going to enlighten you who they are.
Amen.
That's the house of Israel.
Amen.
But they won't live, son of man. Yeah, it's a crutch, huh? We don't have to listen to you. We don't have to hear you. Good. Turn the dial, every one of you out there. Shut it. And if you've sent me any money over the years, and today you're not willing to submit to hearing me talk, turn the dial, pick up the telephone, tell me who you are, tell me you're not, I can't listen anymore because I'd like to hear that from you. Unless you're not going to send any more money because I don't want any more of your money.
Hallelujah.
I don't want any more of your testimonies if they're not going to be for real. You're the prophet, son of man, false witnesses we've proven to be. We honor the man of God with our lips.
Hallelujah.
Then deny him with our works and our deeds. And it grieved him to his heart.
Go to his heart, my Lord God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord, you're worthy.
Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. You have I deemed righteous, God said.
Glory to God.
Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous.
Hallelujah.
For praise is comely for the upright. I'll deal with the word comely in a minute.
Hallelujah. Holy! Yes, Lord God.
You wouldn't have thought I'd pick that word out, would you?
Praise.
Comely.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're void of understanding.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And by the way, that's how I found this scripture, because I was looking for the word, and it's compadres, or when I mean compadres, other words, it means basically the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Did you understand that?
Amen.
I'll deal with it in a minute.
Jesus.
If you'll stay with me long enough, you might get tired and you know, become at ease in Zion.
Okay.
So easily removed. Easily.
Oh, Jesus.
Paul said, I marvel at you that you were so easily removed from the gospel that I brought to you, that I taught you. Easily. Didn't take much at all to move you away from it.
Hallelujah.
Easily. All seeing God do is just get you fine, criticize. And boy, we did all right away.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And do this even much more now than ever before, as you see the evil day, the day where evil's everywhere. Deliver us from the evil. Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, because I need them alive and remaining. But keep them from the unbelief that sweeps everywhere. Keep them from the evil. Evil workers, evil surmisings, evil doings, things that cause you not to believe. Now sit there again. You never had a man ever really tell you what evil was. An evil heart. The word evil is the root of unbelief.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
An evil heart.
Thank you, Father.
Of unbelief in departing from the living God.
Living God. Hallelujah.
Going back, pulling away from.
Lord Jesus.
How in heaven's name? I will tell you again, all you smart Alex. If God does, see, either God or Satan shows you the sin of somebody else. So you mean the devil can trust you with showing sins of somebody else to you? Because he knows what you're going to do with it? You're going to condemn? You're going to judge? Right? Why don't you trust him to the righteous judge? You know, God, can God trust you showing you the sin of somebody else? Can he trust you showing your own sin? There you are again. Yes, it's amazing, people. I really am. I am talking so plain.
Yes.
And you'll see how your eyes are.
Hallelujah.
Mercy.
Oh, bless you.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Jesus.
Simple, huh? What did Jesus Christ come into the world to do?
Amen.
Well, are you saved?
Hello. Huh?
Oh, a what? A saved sinner. Or saved from the power of sin.
That's right. Power.
He didn't say you would sin. He just said you're saved from the power of it.
Right.
Sin hath no more dominion over us.
Glory.
So don't use it against each other.
Right.
If you're going to use it for, not against. See, God can trust his children with sin, a sin in somebody. Because you know what to do about it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Big deal, Satan. Give him life, Lord.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Oh, boy. We got so much up here again. And God, stay within your time limit. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing on him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Now, in case you don't know it, that's where we got the calling of 10 strings. You know, 10 strings. There it is. There's your 10-string instrument. You know that wherever you are, even in the world, that an applause or a clapping for the hands is a sign of approval. Do they clap at ball games?
Yes.
Do they clap at performances?
Yes.
Do they clap at operas?
Yes.
Do they clap when they present a contestant to you?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You know, so, can you clap at hearing the truth?
Can you clap it? Will you out? How about if I put on a good performance today? Can you clap it as a good performance? How to perform, Shane? We don't know how to perform, but I know how to perform, don't I? Ain't I a good performer? Huh? You know, Brother Chris was not here, but that's one of his scriptures. The will is present, but how to?
Glory God.
Well, you're willing to praise the Lord, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, you perform. Use your ten strings. Yes. Clap your hands, you people. Now in the words of fire. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, I don't really have to go out there. You folk have been in places in the world where they applaud it. And some will sit there and they don't applaud, they keep on watching, and finally they join in too. Because if you don't get yourself applauded, hey, which man are you, boy?
That's right.
How come you ain't clapping your hands, see?
Amen.
How come you're not applauding right now?
Hallelujah.
Well, I didn't feel that.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
That song.
Yes.
Now I'm saying that this is plain as can be. This child can understand that.
Yes.
You know, your faith.
Yes.
Do we have to? And I'll tell you again.
Now.
There ain't nobody going to serve God because you have to.
Oh, no.
Right.
Hallelujah.
No.
Now.
Yes.
He's going to make every knee bow.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to think of them. It's the ones who are willing to bow. It's the ones who are willing to give God glory. Something else, and I after looking and looking, I just reached over, turned the book over. Come on, God. One or two verses fell on me, but then maybe you want to see the rest of it. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the water of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth.
Hallelujah.
In storehouses.
Yes, Lord.
Let all the earth fear the Lord.
Lord.
Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Scriptures to me.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
When I dealt with iniquity,
Jesus.
You want the answer back.
Glory.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
He will subdue our iniquity.
Yes,
and then I told you, the only way God can subdue your iniquity is to get you to use your will to be subdued.
Hallelujah.
As long as you're not willing to be subdued or brought down, because that's what subdue means.
Hallelujah.
Put you down.
Right.
Listen. Shut up. Be quiet.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
But like the fig tree.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Not seasoned yet.
Oh,
right.
Oh, bless you.
Christmas time coming. You know what they do with that
this the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Well, can you already feel it come? You don't, don't you hear him talk about the Christmas spirit? Huh? But don't you know, those that serve the false Christ, they get jolly.
Amen.
Jesus.
Well, if they get jolly for the false Christ, we can outdo them. Somebody mentioned a song you brought here. Ain't no stone gonna shout, take my place.
Hallelujah.
Is that you put that song in here?
Glory.
Yeah, it goes?
Lord.
Ain't no rock.
Hallelujah.
Don't cry in my mentioned something that I've mentioned so many times, and you act like you haven't heard it. I think it was even last week I told you my name means counsel. Time and time again I talk about the ladies in the church where he said I counsel, and then I tell you why did he counsel instead of command.
Amen.
Did you miss that?
Yeah.
Well, because almost every other thing he commanded.
Right.
But when he got to the Laodicean church,
yeah.
He said they knew so much.
Yeah. Right.
He knew they wouldn't obey a command.
Yeah.
See.
How about you?
Amen.
How good are you at obeying a command?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Because we're hardened, we're rich. We're increased with good. We have much knowledge. We know so much.
Amen. Jesus.
And we don't need anybody to
command us anything or rule over us.
Right.
And because it's so hardened, in order to try to preserve you, instead of giving you a command, that counts it. Oh, come on, let's reason. Let's get this. This is best for you. Come on, give it up. See, you won't even receive the counsel.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Mercy, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord God
of mine.
Jesus.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The counsel of the Lord standeth forever.
Amen.
The thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Amen.
I know my thoughts, what he said.
Yes.
Stop charging me with trying to damn you. I know my thoughts for you.
Yes, Lord.
I thought that you had peace.
Yes, Lord.
In a world of trouble.
Yes,
he said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. It's not the same kind of peace your Social Security check gives you.
Yes, that's right.
Or the doctor's treatment gives you. If he's ain't of the world.
Right.
Now I'll tell you, I'll give you inner peace. Though things are rocking and raving all around you. I thank her in Jesus.
Oh, yes.
You don't know too much about it, do you, people? Do you?
Hallelujah.
Do you? Because you've given yourself over. The Laodicean in church gave themselves over. That is.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory. Praise
be,
O God.
You're not going to believe me, Lord, until they do it. I guess that's all I know.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Oh,
again, sane people. Try to convince the gainsayers.
Hallelujah.
Gainsayers. You know what that word means? It means people who are against what God says. They're gainsayers. Against.
Hallelujah.
Against.
Oh, Lord.
Opposed to.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Gainsayers.
Amen.
Trying to get gain by going contrary to God's word. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm guilty, huh? And how they fight with me because I give them the word of God.
Oh,
they're against what God says.
Amen.
Especially when it comes down to you.
Yes.
And I'll use my old cliche again, okay? If you do see a sin in a brother, you know what you're seeing? You're seeing someone that Christ has saved. Don't be against that. Don't be against God saving sinners. I was reading that just before I came out, where Jesus walked over to that man who had been laid, and he said, wilt thou be made whole? But before he did that, he said, sir, your sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Now, come on, people. I think it's the story of the man coming down from the roof, isn't it?
Yes, Lord.
Come on, Enoch.
Yeah, that's it.
Let the man down through the roof, and Jesus walked over. Was he the one that he said, huh? Here's a man shaking palsy.
Right.
Them guys didn't bring him over there to hear those words. He wasn't even looking to hear them words. You think that old guy thought he was a sinner?
My Lord.
No.
Huh? What was Jesus doing? Poor guy can't even feed himself.
Right.
And he calls him a sinner.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Amen.
Well, you really got Peter brains, whether you like it or not.
Oh, Jesus.
Poor Sister Anderson, she can't sin. Look at her, all crippled up. She can't sin. She don't need to tell her sins are forgiven. She can't do anything she used to do that used to be sin. I don't think she lays in her bed longs for a man to lay next to you, do you? Huh? You don't follow me. What sin is she capable of doing in the state she is physically? Right. Can you pick me one on Sister Anderson? Sister Anderson, thy sins are forgiven you.
What's it?
Well, the sin of just being Sister Anderson.
Right.
You see, I lost you again, huh? I ask you again, please. They tore up the roof.
Yes.
And Jesus saw their faith.
Yes.
Well, the only faith he's concerned about is that your faith, that you believe your sins are forgiven. So he really put it to the test, didn't he?
Yes.
You're really coming down here to my friends for with faith? And Jesus saw their faith. Huh?
Yes.
Well, have faith in God. For what? For sins forgiven.
Yes.
Come on. He saw their face on the front of the head, man, your sins are forgiven you. Oh, I wish I could run. Hold it. Oh, Gino, he's ready. Oh, Gino stands up to it. He's running shoes off, man. You know, that is such a beautiful story. I preached it so many times. And when Jesus did that, his disciples said, or the Pharisees said, "What are you doing? What a statement!
Yeah.
What? Anybody that's seeking forgiveness, only God.
Only God.
Not too many of your brothers would forgive you, would they? Would they? How little forgiveness have we offered the brothers? You know, God's offering you forgiveness so much that you don't even see your sin
anymore.
Watch it right now. Huh? There it goes again. You ain't got it right, Brother Scare. To say that this Laodicean church,
hallelujah,
that's got to be it.
Because
there ain't nobody else can save it.
No.
That's right.
It's a sinful, evil, wicked, adulterous, fornicating, blaspheming church. You know not you're wretched, poor, blind, and naked. You don't see your own sin, your own iniquity. He says, and I'll tell you what, in case you'd like to find out whether I'm telling the truth, I counsel you, buy of me. Go. Faith. Go. When I am tried, I'll come forth as go. Show me what to do about that. Forgive them. Because they don't know what they're doing. You got to make yourself worship God. You got to subject yourself down. When you sit around waiting to get away from the presence of God or the Word of God, and you sing a song, "We have come into this house. Or we've gone to the good barn. Or we've gone to the garage to gather in His name to worship." What are you mean? Fixing the car? Have something to do with worshiping God? Yeah, right spirit, right attitude, right intent. Yeah. Push every hand, find to do. Do it as on worship unto God. Hallelujah. So clap your hand while you're fixing the car. Come on, people. I really don't know what you came to do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
maybe you can persuade me. Maybe you can persuade him.
Glory.
I quoted a scripture last night, I think it was, to some of the brothers. And I quoted it here to you many times. The Apostle Paul said this, knowing the terror. Now y'all sit there and get it. You're going to tell me you've never heard me go through that? You're going to sit there again and play that down attitude? Whether you heard it or not, I have said it. And I said it very deliberate and very clear. I went to it like this. Paul did not say, knowing the love of God, I persuade men. Although we know he knew the love of God. He said, but that won't, I can't use that to persuade men.
No.
He didn't say, knowing the faith of God, I persuade men.
Oh, no.
He didn't say that.
Amen.
No, he didn't.
No.
He used the word persuade, plead with them.
Yes.
Trying to urge them.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing the terror.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Every man. This is what terrorized them. That every man is going to stand, every man, before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. And Paul knew about that because he got judged after he met Christ. Oh, was he just? Oh, my God. That terror of God came down and said, you're going to give an account. Boy, you persecuted the church. You called Peter seven. Now you're going to suffer. You're going to do it. Damn you people. What the hell's wrong? Why don't you know these scriptures? The first word. I will show you. But a word before that was even better.
Yes.
Brother Saul,
right.
Brother Paul,
yes.
The Lord,
yes, right.
Brother,
yeah. Brother,
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 hey brother,
brother,
the Lord, even Jesus,
yes.
The one who appeared to you on the way,
yes.
He has sent me,
yes.
That you might receive your sight. Show you how many things you must suffer for my name's sake. Since you now know who I am.
Right, right. Glory. Glory. Glory.
And I told you before, long before I knew you, book of God, so you'd be the most hated preacher. Now y'all agree I'm a preacher, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right, right.
And y'all even hate me for saying that.
Right.
And you're going, what a preacher. You ain't going to say that because you're afraid you're going to pop me up.
Oh,
right. Well, before you ever said what a preacher, he did.
Right, right.
He ordained me a prophet, a preaching prophet.
Right.
And why? Because he's shown by the foolishness.
A preacher.
What a fool, man. He actually said like a fool around here.
Jesus.
Can't you stand behind the thing and say, dearly beloved? And say smooth things? No, you see, I know the terror of the Lord. You're going to give an account for every time you shout in front of me, every word you listen to mock me, you're going to give an account. And boy, it ain't going to be too well.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
I get out and told the world I'm the last day prophet of God. And boy, have I suffered for saying that.
All right. Thank you, Father.
I really said it because I want you to believe it.
Amen.
Because if you believe that, then maybe you believe my message.
Oh, yes.
But you don't believe my message because you don't believe the messenger.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe God sent me.
Hallelujah.
Now there you are.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello. Unless he does what I think he ought to do, unless he ministers like I believe he ought to, unless he lives like I want him to live, I will not believe.
Oh,
how can you people sit there and mock me because you know I've gone through that story?
Yes.
You know I've done it. You know it.
Yes.
You know it.
Yes.
You're not?
Yes.
And there you sit, still sit right there? And sit right. I told you not to do that. I told you not to sit and do that this morning. Yes, I did.
Yes,
I did.
Yes.
Well, I came to worship the Lord. Why? The only way to do this is to believe.
Yeah.
You don't believe, you're not worshiping.
That's right.
What was I doing to be saved? Worship God. Or believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm a Muslim. And Jesus didn't die on the cross for anybody's sins. You hear that, have you? Well, he was a messenger, but he didn't die for nobody's sins.
Glory! Hallelujah.
That's what Judgment Day is going to sell.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Judgment Day is not going to save you.
No.
You're saved through Jesus Christ. He died for your sins. Take your damn life. And that's what you are, you Muslims. You're a bunch of liars like a lot of these Christians around here. The Bible is not, the Quran is not a holy book. Muhammad is not a servant of Almighty God. And Jesus Christ is the only way. There is salvation no other way. And that's not a message of hate. That's a message of love. For God so loved the world, he gave his son. That's not a message of hate. That's a message of love. And you think you're going to commit suicide and go to heaven and get five little virgin girls?
Yeah.
What a lie.
There's a lie.
What a lie. There's not a Muslim in heaven. And at this point, there's not one in hell. Because Judgment Day is going to sell who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. And we're coming to Judgment Day. And God's going to judge the world by his son, Jesus Christ. Now, that's what he's going to judge him by. He's a man. He's a man. He's a judge. He is a judge. If you're not him, you go to hell. That's all it says. That's just how precarious this is.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But can't you send us a believable prophet?
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, he says, I'll send you a prophet. If you send him that, he'll have a message you can believe.
Lord Jesus.
Believe the prophet.
Yes.
Believe him.
Amen.
Well, I think it's you. Then get away from me.
Right.
Hmm? The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. Now, does anybody remember just recently how I changed the a little bit of the thinking on the gathering of the tares? Didn't catch it, huh? I don't know why. I must have mentioned it four or five times. Don't you know that God's even used me to gather the tares?
Yes, Father.
Huh?
Yes.
You gather first the tares.
Right.
He sent his angel messengers.
Yes.
He'll send his angels. His angel.
Yes.
Not Satan's angel. His angel.
Yes.
Read the story.
Amen.
Read it!
Yes.
Lord,
they would gather first of tares.
Yes.
You don't think those guys out there believe they're gathering tares, do you?
No.
Amen.
God's sent his angel to gather first the tares, because they would know which ones are the tares and which ones are not.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Have you ever come in here and teared up this place?
No.
Thinking you got a right to tear it up? When the only right to tear down has been given to me.
Hallelujah.
You should root out, tear. Tear down. That's not your place.
No.
You don't come here and start tearing up fellowship. You're a tear. I want you to understand what we're tearing. You separate, you divide, you fight.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
You got too many folk guilty here, don't I?
Oh,
too many, huh?
Yeah, too many.
Too many looking to divide the body of Christ.
My Lord.
in this evil day. That's stupid. That's a work of Satan.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Among us.
Yes, Lord.
Even now.
Yes.
Even
now.
Destroy,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Even now. Not tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Not even now. Right here. Right here.
Right.
Do we all have the one mind here?
No.
Do we all have the same thoughts here? If we have the mind of Christ, you do.
Amen.
If we have a carnal mind, you don't.
Right.
So how are you operating? Do you agree with that or disagree with it? If you disagree with it, carnal mind.
Amen.
If you agree with it, spiritual mind.
Amen.
Well, isn't that nice how God gives you a chance to go check yourself a little bit?
Amen.
Examine yourself?
Amen.
You heard me say this, lady? How you doing with that?
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Let every man examine himself.
Yes.
Paul said, I examine myself to see if I what? But all these good things I suffered for you. I let them stone me. They call me names. They mock me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Sure. What's wrong with me? I must not be in the faith anymore. This wouldn't happen to a faithful man, would it?
All right.
So I said, I gave myself to see if I was in the faith. And he said, as I gave myself to see if I was in the faith, I found out the faith was in me. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ in you is the author and the finisher of faith. Oh, this is a victory. And that's exactly what he said. That's it. He said, oh, wretched man, that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death, from this constant conflict or uncertainty? Should I thank God? Through Jesus Christ, I have faith in him. Load of iniquity on you, and you can't rise up. And come on, Andrews. Ain't no.
Ain't no fire.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I remember one of the first things I dealt with back in the Philadelphia church age was people shout, go crazy.
Glory.
I've seen hundreds of people just going crazy, shouting. Women shake their hair down their back. That's when they had hair.
Right.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You probably have never seen a whole house full of people shouting in the spirit.
Lord.
They look ridiculous.
Yeah. Glory.
Because when they shout, each one would do it with their own fleshly mannerism.
Right.
And I try to show that to you.
Glory.
I try to give an illustration of it. Now, sing a song, for instance. Say, Amazing Grace. Some folk will just say, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
The shade, a wretch. But when somebody who really experienced amazing grace, and I told you about the little old woman, didn't I? She can fly through that door while she kills here. I want to.
I want to.
I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. Forever.
I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. My mouth will have it all. My days will end. My days will end.
Shall send forth his angels,
yes,
and they shall gather out,
yes,
of his kingdom all things,
yes,
that offend,
yes,
and them which do iniquity.
Yes.
Have you heard of a preacher who spent so much time talking about iniquity?
Yes.
It's been there all along, you know.
Yes.
We didn't spend too much time on it.
No.
Anybody know why I do it?
Hallelujah.
No! Because I received the word by a son of man.
Hallelujah.
And that's why I want to magnify your iniquity, because it's the last thing.
Hallelujah.
And God gets done with this, and more will be in the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's the last thing. It's the last. Hallelujah. The grand last. The grand last. The last. Aren't you tired of your iniquity?
Amen.
Don't you want some rest?
Yes, Lord.
I got a longing.
Hallelujah.
Homesick.
Glory.
To go.
Yes, Lord.
To a land. I hate to do it, God, because these people, again, they're going to do it. I even sang that song for them many times, told them where I heard it, told what the circumstance was about it, and you're just in your face.
Yes, Lord.
You just look. I'm a very deliberate preacher.
Yes.
You check me out, and you'll find out that I say these stories the same way every time.
Jesus.
Yes.
Just like your word of God.
Amen.
It's the same every time.
Same.
Same.
Don't change.
Somebody tell me where I got that song from. Well, you're a bunch of babblers, folks. Can't talk plain.
Glory, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I should get madder.
Yeah.
Because I'm out there preaching,
yeah,
oh, victorious Christianity, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And she'd come in there and pour water on it. Right in the middle of all my preaching like that, she'd say, can I sing my song? Well, the first night, I said, sure, what's wrong? No, Susan, let her sing. So she got up, boy, what a sad song. Then I found out later on it wasn't a sad song.
Amen.
I thought it was sad. But how could be? I got a longing, homesick there. How could that be sad?
Right, right.
So I want to go there. How could that be sad?
That's right.
And that went on night after night. You just like you folks. You come in here, you want to sing your song. I said, get the rhetoric out. Know what you're singing about.
Amen.
I mean, believe what you're singing about.
Glory.
I mean, be for real about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Well, then love him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know why you ought to sing from the bottom of your heart, oh, how I love Jesus?
Glory.
What does that testify to you? Because we love him. Because there's a cause there. There's a cause. There's a cause. We love him for his cause. Because he loves us. Hallelujah. He gave his life to But the reason why I said a million years, because you can't put no time to eternity.
No,
so he gives us a little conception of time.
Amen.
Pleasure, Jesus. Pleasure. Pleasure. Did I say something
wrong again? No.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
His cup of blood bought me an eternity.
Glory.
A soul was born.
Glory.
Each time.
Glory.
And Jesus wept.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't know he wept on the cross?
Yes.
When they burst his heart open, out came water.
Yes.
What a weeping.
Thank you, Jesus.
A broken heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Most every theologian, and even those who try to analyze it, said what happened was he had a broken heart.
Yes.
See, the heart is held in a pot, a bundle of water.
Oh, yeah.
Around the heart.
Jesus.
It's like it regulates the temperature. It happens water. And when he went to pierce him, he'd already been pierced.
Yes.
And now came blood and water.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
His heart was broken.
Glory.
On Calvary.
Glory.
He gave his life blood for you and me.
Hallelujah.
In that night.
Glory.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, Lord.
They put the wrong Mary on here, though.
Thank you.
Because Mary did bring Christ.
Yes.
Not M-E-R-R-Y,
right.
But M-A-R-Y, Mary brought forth Christ.
Yeah. Right.
Now I go again. Look at my son. Woo! I'm prepared to speak here!
Oh, yeah. See?
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, God.
Well, just someone's already prepared it.
Hallelujah.
He's already got their mind all screwed up with theology.
Hallelujah.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Hello.
Hi, you.
See,
we came out here because we saw them be this guy over here. We want to see heal him.
Right.
And you talk about sins?
Right.
What do you think you're doing? Holy God! Holy! I like it. I like it. Hallelujah! And I can tell you why some of you people are having a hard time forgiving sin, because you don't have God. Because the only way you're going to forgive anybody is by having God in you. Forgiving somebody, don't you do it?
Holy God.
I forgive you.
Holy God.
That's why some of you struggle, because your forgiveness is not legitimate.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How many of you folks are trying to pacify yourself by saying, I forgive him? Do you? God ain't going to let you do it.
No.
He's not going. It's not for any works of righteousness you do.
That's right, brother.
It's right for you to forgive him, but you can't take credit for doing it.
Right.
And when you do, you take the glory away from him.
That's right.
Well, give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. Oh, give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Glory.
Well, at least I'm a gaining shot. There ain't nothing else. I've been a gaining shot all along because I'm a strange type of a preacher. That's what John became a gaining shot. Yeah, he did. And when the subject of John came up to you, he said, what'd y'all go out there to look at? you heard about the strange guy running around hollering, repent you, and you came out here. Well, what do you have to see?
My Lord.
A prophet? Nah, you got it all wrong, boy. You killed your prophets.
Yeah.
You have no question about this guy if he brings your prophets. Because
right.
Your prophet said he's going to come.
Right.
Your prophet told you this day he's going to come.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And John the Baptist started to tell about the one who the prophet said was going to come. They did. Well, did the prophet say of me, the voice of one crying in the religious wilderness of theology and doctrines of men and forms of religion and public opinion? Here's the one who's going to show you the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make your crooked path straight. You've been trying to find God. You've made your path.
Yes.
Repent, he said.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes. Yes.
Oh boy, what a joy it would be to preach to people who know the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Really know it. The Lord looketh from heaven.
Oh yeah.
He beholdeth all the sons of men.
Yes, God.
Now that is not ungodly men.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
See, in those days, it was the sons of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. You understand that?
Amen.
But then when they knew God, they would not glorify themselves, for God is God.
Amen.
They turned from worshiping their Father, God, their Creator, God, to worshiping the creature, the sons of God.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Everyone that comes into this world is not a son of God.
Amen.
You must be born again.
Yes.
And being born of the Spirit now gives you the right to become sons of God. And now are we the sons of God. Doesn't look that way though. Don't look at it at all. This is it. How are we? By believing. Doesn't appear that way. But you hang around me and I'll show you about my faith.
Right.
My faith in Him, the God the Father, who gave me the right to become a son of God. Bless you, daughter. Did you know your daughters can become sons of God too?
Thank you, Jesus.
There's no male or female in Christ.
Hallelujah.
So they're sons, just like we are.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Flesh ain't going to be glorified in the kingdom.
No.
You're not going to see female flesh and male flesh. You said the angels can't have sex. What about Noah, Lot's day?
Jesus.
Look at last one of them. See, what the God was talking about was those angels that came down there. And they took on the form of a man.
Right.
He said they had to be. They had to have a sex organ, or the Sodomites would not have said.
Glory to God.
Would they have been supplied?
Yeah.
Because they would have found they didn't have.
Right.
They didn't have no blood.
Glory.
Yes, Daddy.
Glory.
Yes, Daddy.
Amen.
Paul would not sound like. But,
yeah.
You can't get to know these guys after the flesh, because they're not of the flesh, they're spiritual beings.
Yes.
Wow, what a preacher. What a preacher. Yeah, the angels didn't have no penis, and he didn't have no butt. So poor Solomon, he's in trouble.
Right. Tell it, brother.
Glory.
Angels are not male or female. Demon spirits are not male or female. They take on forms of men by going entering into men. So you are right to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Son of God. Now are we sons of God? Come here. Does that look like a son? Look at that. You don't look like a son, does she? Now are we the sons of God. It doesn't appear that way, though.
Glory!
But we're sons of God.
Glory!
And, and no flesh glories in his flesh. Female flesh, black flesh, white flesh, don't make no difference. He doesn't deal with you according to the flesh. He doesn't say daughter, he says sons of God. He's making sons. He said, let us make man. So he's making men. Glory! See how the devil would like to counterfeit that today? Thank you, honey. You understand that?
Yes.
You people don't realize what's going on with this transgender bit. You really don't. Teaching school not to call them boys and girls? Making public restrooms where you go in, whether you're a boy or a girl, man or woman, you're different. They're putting no difference between. And the only reason you don't know about it because we're in the land of Goshen.
That's right. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Well, we haven't had any homosexuals show up here. We haven't? Yes, we have. Homosexuals are lovers of their own selves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Love themselves so much that they can't love nobody else unless you're like them. Unless you agree with them. And you embrace them. And you're intimate with them.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
One of the biggest things going on now is how these transgenders are going to have babies. And the world glorifies them. True females?
Yeah.
And they're going to have a baby? Yeah, and they do. I think one of the biggest ones around is Elton John. He's a faggot, proud of it, boasts of it. Huh? He just had a baby. Him and his friend, him and his lover has a little boy, I think. Woo! The other woman, what's her name? Ellen's one of them, but a pop star who made millions.
Oh, bless
you, Jesus. No.
Oh, God.
She went over and adopted the children in Africa. Come on, talk, play.
Oh, God.
Madonna. How do you like that, Madonna? She's a Jew. Madonna. How do you like
that?
Doesn't Madonna fit?
Oh, yeah.
What does Madonna know for little children?
Right, yeah.
No?
Yeah, right. Little baby.
Right. Little baby? Hello?
Oh, God.
I don't want to tell you, I'm talking about this homosexual generation.
Yeah.
If these churches, do they love themselves?
Amen. Yeah. Sure.
Amen.
My God, will I ever be able to get this thing to open your eyes so you realize what spirit you're dealing with? That big mega church I was talking about in Australia, he said the world's changing, so we got to adapt to the world. What? The church? The church start to see things the way the world sees it? Yeah, well, you know, we can't keep putting these homosexuals down or transgender because we're the church and we're in a changing world. Let's not give them to a Christ to change them. Let's use them to change the world. And we love the world now, see? We love the world so much.
Oh, God. Right. Oh, God. My Lord.
You really don't get it, do you? You really don't. You're really not sober enough, are you? You're really not diligent enough. And then when I see it, you look at me and say, well, how do you see that? Yeah, I caught that little phrase in that church in Australia.
Oh,
it's a big church.
Hallelujah.
It's got branches all over the world. And they're a people's church. Like the Laodicean church. It was a people's church. Laodicea, the laity, the people set the rules, the people judge the lifestyle, the people.
Amen.
Now if I come here and say, hey y'all, how would you like to live here? And I have to, don't I? Because a lot of you come here and you determine how you're going to live here.
Jesus.
Yeah. Stop mocking me. Well, you want control. You want to tell me what to do. I do declare. You are my disciple, Jesus said.
Yes, Lord.
If you do whatsoever. Well, you don't say that one, do you? Don't say that one, huh?
Hallelujah.
Come on now. If you do whatsoever I command you. That going like that, that's just rhetoric, brother. That's just rhetoric. You got so used to shake your head yes, you know. What about the heart?
Amen. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, woman, she looked at Jesus, she said, truth, Lord. I don't think her head like that.
No.
Call me a dog. And all I did was ask you for help. But her heart said, hey. That's what I was. I was a dog.
Oh, Jesus.
Asking him to do something that's not right.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
He still don't get
glory
it.
Glory God. Jesus. Glory.
Jesus said to the woman, said, it's not right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. For me.
Amen.
To take children's bread.
Yes,
and give it to a dog.
Amen.
Oh,
glory. Yeah.
Glory,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus. Where
they are
thou, Lord?
You don't cast this before swine.
Yeah.
Or give this to, holy to the dogs.
Yeah.
Is that what I got here, buddy? I give you some very pure truth.
Yeah.
Well, you don't preach holy. Go to hell, you liar.
Glory.
I just don't preach my own holiness. Because my own holiness don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
It's filthy. It stinks.
Yeah.
Before whom Jesus Christ is evidently set before you.
Yeah.
I preach Christ and Him crucified. What can wash away your sins and what has washed away your sins? Don't come again. His name is Jesus. And I'll stand there.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't think you ought to join the other side, people.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, well, get to the end of this thing. I got so much, I won't. Just so much here.
Amen.
That book. You know, John even said that. He said, or if I try to,
see,
if I try to get it all out.
Woo!
Woo! Has Jesus done a lot of things? Do you know He saved a lot of things before He saved you?
Yeah.
Do you believe He can save you?
Yeah.
He saved others? Think that how long he serves others when he can't save himself. Well, I got news for you.
Yes.
I'm preaching the gospel to save others, and when you're the same, God will save me. Hallelujah. I'm going to save myself. Glory be to God. And I am going to come down off the cross, and I'm going to get buried, and I'm going to rise again. Hallelujah. You ought to hear about the raging right now, kid. You ought to hear about oh, they're out there. And there's one people I have who listens to me diligently.
Right.
And they'll give me one step right after another. You should do this, and you should do this, and you should do this.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
They're begging for money again.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Sister Virgil, since you shout so much, and I mentioned your name, right. Why'd you tell Sister Virgil, say, Brother Virgil, what you did? No. Well, I did.
Right.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
And I haven't told you everything I've done. Remember the time we bailed out some money?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Timothy.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
What? Yeah, I bailed her daughter out one time with money.
Amen.
Yeah, yes, I did, Brother Burgess.
Amen.
Timothy,
bless you,
you and I worked at our clandestine at first, didn't I? I said, Timothy, the girls need some money. She's in a bind. I said, will you find out how I can get it to her?
That's
I said, if I tell these people here, I'm doing that. Yeah. I think it was something like $400 or $500.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you do it out of guilt of sin or guilt? No. No, I didn't do that. I do that with a lot of people.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory, Jesus.
It would be better if I hadn't gave you the car going through to get out of here.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Might have been better if I didn't give you that house down there, brother. And you keep on passing out there to the world. But what a safety thing, huh? Well, I want you can't pay the rent or you can't meet your obligations.
Hallelujah.
And they are getting tougher more and more now. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Amen.
What would you do without that dude right there?
That's right.
Oh, amen.
Wow. What an amazing. Don't get pumped up, boy. I stand amazed. How old are you?
30.
30 years old.
That's right.
And you go to work and bring your paycheck home and hand it to him.
Glory. That's right. Amen.
Wow. Wow. No girl hit on you today.
Trouble.
The ones that you open the door for.
True.
Glory to God. True.
That's right.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. But what a remarkable. How long has it been now?
Amen. Well,
5 years.
Right.
First thing I do is make him get rid of his car. Boy, oh boy.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Would you stand up, sir? Or would you sing me a song? I shall not be.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
Now tell me, son boy, have you been standing by some raging water? Raging water.
Yeah, amen.
Little water rages. Raging water.
Raging.
Oh,
raging water.
You mean you got within and without?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Well, right from the beginning, I make sure we put your roots down deep. Remember? First I root it up, then I plant it.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And here he stands.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. That's right. Glory. Yeah. Glory. Glory.
Did I root you up?
You did.
I rooted my boy. I said, you got a girly car. Thank you, brother. Nobody remembers that?
Yeah.
I said, that's a car. You got that car to get the girls. And did he get them?
Yes, sir.
So the first thing you ought to keep him from trying to get a bunch of girls, I get rid of the car.
Yeah, right.
That took care of his pride.
Hallelujah.
You mean all you got now, Craig?
Praise the Lord.
No, you got more than Craig. You got Jesus. Hallelujah. There ain't no way you stay living with that book without Jesus. No way. No way. Hallelujah. There ain't no way you folk gonna live together without Jesus. No way. No way. But we have Jesus. We see Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Wow, are you going to start shouting now?
Hallelujah.
I said shouting.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Poor.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
The only way we're going to get this to the best is that we all do it together. So let's get the best hallelujah we have this morning. Guy I am, huh? Why don't you preach, Brother Scare? That's what I always do. For God is chosen by the foolishness of preaching.
Yes, sir.
So he's letting you know he wants to save you.
Amen.
But he sends you a preacher.
Amen.
Preacher! You're trying to make yourself look good. I try to tell you people, I got to where I am because I've heard the greatest preacher of this generation. Me. If you think you heard me long, how many times do you think I heard myself? I hear myself preaching. Sometimes my own preaching. I remember sometimes preaching and end up in the altar bawling and squalling for my own preaching. I don't mention how I preach you. I'll end up in my room just bawling and squalling. You don't believe that though, do you, huh? I look at some of you and I weep over you. Say, my God, why don't they listen to him? Why don't they hear me? Well, why do they keep snicking their nose at me? Ooh, I hate it. I hate it. Arrogant, proud people. The gospel message is not meant to puff you up.
Amen.
It's meant to bring you down. Because God wants to bring you up. If you could only understand that.
Glory to God.
Now unto him that is able, away.
Amen.
He'll let you fall, but he'll let you go so far. And he's not going to let you get out outside of his hand.
Right.
My hand's long enough. When you start falling, my hand will go right with you.
Yeah.
Ha. Whoa, he is able to deliver. I want to finish this chapter if I don't get much of anything else. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considered all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. There is no king saved because he has a whole lot of people.
Right.
Few. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength.
Amen.
Not by might.
Amen.
Nor by power.
Amen.
Or strength. But by my spirit.
Hallelujah.
So be strong in the Lord.
Glory.
And in the power of his might.
Glory.
By the Spirit of God. A message to encourage God's people.
Oh Lord.
That's
a lie.
Glory.
How do you like to talk about some dry bones and expect them to come alive?
Lord
Jesus. Dry bones?
Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord. Those words they are spread and they are alive.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Dry bones.
Hallelujah. Oh Lord. You know, it's a shame, people. Oh, I stood in the dining hall many times, and I've gone through that, and I pointed out. Have you watched me this morning?
Hallelujah.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you watched how careful I've been trying to deliver this tree?
Hallelujah.
Okay, some of you might get offended again.
Hallelujah.
So I'm trying to do it in such a way. I know if you know what the truth is, the truth is the truth. You wouldn't get offended at the truth, would you? Jesus spoke one time to Pharisees. Does that offend you?
Jesus.
You get offended when I call you Peter Brain?
Jesus.
You get upset when I sort of put you down a little bit?
Jesus.
You won't let your old flesh show out? Does that offend you? Because I won't let you glory in your flesh.
Amen.
Now, if you want to glory in the Lord,
yes.
You won't offend me. No way. If you don't want to be a rock, you're going to offend me, boy.
Glory to God.
Hey, ain't no, none of this world gonna hold my body down. Ain't none of these sticks and stones gonna hold my body down. Hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet sound, my feet ain't gonna stay on the ground. Son,
amen.
How did you know I was talking to you? Huh? I gave him a new name.
Glory.
I was calling him Fat Boy, Mama.
Right.
I said to him last night, "Can't call you Fat Boy no more."
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
He lost weight.
Yes.
You can't, if he lost the fat, how can you call him Fat Boy?
All right now.
Don't worry.
Okay, son. You know what, boy? I'm losing weight too.
Yeah.
I'm losing weight every day.
All right now.
I'm laying aside every weight.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm losing weight, boy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't have to call you a fat boy anymore. So I'll lay that weight aside. That was a weight.
Right.
But no, whether you like it or didn't like it, I didn't like calling you a fat boy. But I wanted to do it in such a way to love. Let you know I really love you, boy.
Yeah, amen.
And even though you're fat.
Hallelujah.
Fat boy. I even tell you, it was a word of affection.
Yeah.
Hey, fat boy. Hey, son.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, boy. Did that offend you? Did it offend him?
No.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
I didn't call you fat, did I, Mama? Boy, I'll be glad when you can say I got rid of it. How you doing? Losing any weight at all? A little? A little. How about the one next year? Is he still awake? Oh, that's your friend. I'll tell you one thing. I don't care what anybody says. You may not be too smart, but you sure have the Spirit of Christ in you. No matter what I say to you, you're not easily offended.
Glory.
You won't get offended at me.
Glory.
Can't say that for most of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
How would you like to be the one to say no fat people? You see, there's others around here that almost defy me now. There was a time when they were trying to get rid of their weight. Now they quit it. They stop it. Thank you, Mama. You stay on that bike, Mama. Stay on that bike, Mama. I know you've lost weight. I know you have. But every time I say, when you first start riding a bike and walking, you get people walking with you. We're all going to lose weight together. Well, then you lost that weight, too. But you're still walking to lose weight. And she's doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
Not only spiritual, not only physical, but spiritual. She just kept on going. And those old ways fell off her. She kept on going. You know, she didn't ride the bike. You see your wife ride that bike?
Yeah, sir.
I mean, boy, she goes.
Yeah.
And you better not get in the way.
No way.
That's right. That's right. Get out. I'm riding my bike, boy. You get out of here. Ain't that something? How I notice all them things.
Yes.
See how quick I noticed your little face this morning? See how quick I noticed it? Then you said, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
That, okay. Now don't forget to remember next time.
Right.
I've even told this to you. If I say something that you don't remember right now, and I said, but I have said it to you, the way you all say, well, I remember that. I know, I might have forgot what he said, but I do believe he said something to me.
Hallelujah.
I even told you that.
Yes,
I have.
Because
I can't think of any story, any incident that I haven't given you a for instance to from many different angles.
Amen.
The fig tree, for instance, this morning. Yeah, see the way some of you respond on that fig tree. What a beautiful thing. Look, you see, look how you're doing now. Who are your colors? Who are your colors? Sat right there with me. You're awake to me, folks.
Hallelujah.
I speak to be heard. I try to shut you up so I'm heard. Hear, O Israel, hear.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Remember.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the fig tree. Yes. Why did Jesus curse the fig tree? My God! Only water choke! Well, I don't find that in the book. What do you find in the book? What do you find?
Amen.
He answered it, that means the tree had to communicate something to him. Come on. You want to give a try on that?
Hallelujah.
Answer me. I couldn't answer you. I didn't ask him nothing. I ain't looking for nothing.
Hallelujah.
Is your house warm?
Yes, sir.
You know, I can answer me. See? So Jesus answered the tree. The tree was saying something. Probably making excuse.
Yeah.
What do you think the tree should have done? Well, I tell you what I'm convinced it should have done.
Hallelujah.
When that tree looked up and saw Jesus coming, that tree should have said, "There's my Creator."
My Lord. Hallelujah.
And I even know what he's going to look for.
Yeah.
But I'm not in good shape.
Right.
When he starts looking,
Lord. Right.
Are you looking for something, Lord? I know what you're looking for. You're not looking for leaves. I got them.
Right. Jesus.
You're looking for figs, huh?
Right.
Well, here's one.
Right.
He could have produced one.
Right.
Yeah.
If God comes, you're looking for fruit. How about you? Can you? Do you have fruit that you can produce?
Glory.
Huh? He comes to this place looking for somebody to rejoice in the Lord. Can you rejoice? Can you produce the fruit? Can you produce the fruit? Huh? You don't follow that, huh? See, that tree, when he created that tree, it was not a seasonal tree.
Right.
That came about because of the fall.
Right.
It wasn't winter, summer, or fall in the garden.
That's right.
It was just perfect.
Yeah.
Tree could bloom all the time, flowers and fruit all the time.
Yeah.
There was no fall there. No tree that fell, no leaf that fell.
Right.
And they all begin to fall after Adam fell.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And then God starts to make a provision for the fall.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. You watch these trees out here now. The seasons come, they're going to fall.
Amen.
They're going to fall. You know what's going to happen? All the strength and the life that's in the tree is going to go down to the roots.
Right, right.
And he goes, depend on them roots to revive that tree again. And when next summer comes around, the sun starts shining more.
Right.
That old sap.
Yeah.
Oh, let the sun. When you get that Holy Ghost shining, that sun, be like a tree, root it, but when that sun shines, up comes the sap. And the next thing, the end results, some more fruit.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're really something, though. Brother Timothy brought me some persimmons by the other day. Somebody gave them to him. I can't picture somebody giving persimmons away. What a crop, huh?
Yes.
Come on. You're hard to believe you can go to some place where they don't like to eat bananas. You go around where they have bananas all the time.
Right.
You know? When I went to Florida years ago, orange was very rare to me. But then people around in Florida, they let them lay out there and rot.
Right.
Even in their own backyard.
Right.
Because they had oranges. They got tired of oranges.
Yeah.
I lived for 8 months or 8 weeks on oranges and grapefruit.
Right.
And I didn't get tired of them. I was so thankful for them.
Yeah.
I even started eating turnip greens.
Oh, yeah.
Because the ones that were growing, they got tired of them. Yeah. So the guy always had some left over. And boy, was I glad.
Turnip greens.
Oh, my glad God had some love left over from the first church. He left that over for us leftovers. We're the leftovers. Hallelujah. Oh, that's crazy. Woo! And my good old theologians out there, they're going to get on me on that one. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jeff.
Glory God.
They accuse me every day of trying to get rich. You're asking for money. And I tell them, I'm not asking for money. Hey, people! Hey, listen to me. This is Brother Stare. Hello? I don't want your money. You got it? Please don't send me your money. You got me? You hear me? I want an offering. If you're not going to offer me
Hallelujah.
An offering to the Lord, I don't want your money.
Hallelujah.
I don't want it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's a curse to do that.
Hallelujah.
But an offering, you offer to God, He receives your offering, He puts a blessing upon that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Sacrifice offering.
Yes, yes.
We pray the sacrifice of praise. You mean it could be somebody here who's praising God, giving more than all your praises? Huh? The little woman wasn't even trying to draw attention to herself because she was so ashamed of her offering.
Right.
Because all she could do was just a little penny.
Right.
She threw that in a bucket with $100 bills and $50 gold coins. And she said, boy, that don't mean nothing. They don't have no value at all, but Jesus saw it.
Yeah.
We looked up.
No.
Hey, he says, y'all, look at here. Just look here.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh,
come here, Mama.
Oh, bless you,
come here.
Oh, bless you,
hey, look at her.
Bless you,
look at her. You know she pleaded me to let her come up here?
Oh,
do you know that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Remember? She pleaded, please, please, brother, can I come up and work?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Please. So she gave more than y'all. Have you sisters? Have you seen the joy of her offering? Have you seen the gratitude of her offering? Huh? She did more than all of you. She don't have to come up here. She lives right. She got a nice house. Nice house.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, well, I'm gonna pop you up now. You got too many kids around here. You can get popped up, huh?
They
keep you mourning, crying, won't they?
Yes, love.
Bless you. You see what I did? Huh? Are you a widow? You're a widow. You haven't died?
No, he's in a home. He's in a nurse's home.
Where's he at?
In South Carolina.
Where?
I'm not sure.
You ever go see him?
No.
How come? Not much you can do, is there?
No.
What's wrong with him?
He's He can't do anything. He's in the
just totally out of it. You don't even recognize him.
No.
You didn't get upset when I called you little boy, fat boy, did you?
No.
You know why?
It was the truth.
she's given more than all of you. She's a Johnny come lately. She's the last hour of work. Help us all to get the right spirit, the right mind, the right heart. She's been able to convince some of her boys, but not all of them. She ought to be a witness to Mama obeying God, all right? Don't you deny the witness, boy. I still call you fat boy, okay?
Yes, sir.
I tell you, Mom, I don't know about these two. These two boys, they had to get that spirit from you. Either you love them or they love you, but somehow they got the same gentle, quiet,
right.
joyful,
Amen.
Submissive spirit.
Amen.
I wish that some of these folk would learn from y'all. How are you, fat boy? Amen. Man, you've been doing that for years. I told you.
Glory to God.
You're going to get fat. You hear me? I know it's a typical job when you're around everybody who is fat. But you don't have to eat like that. You keep working hard. What you doing? Man, you would never leave this tabernacle before without giving me a hug.
Bless you, Jesus.
Glory.
Don't get fat. Now, I told you, how did I tell you about that? Remember I told you the other day? Please, you need to remember. I said, now look, you're not going to be like Amy. If you're going to measure, or like little Susie Q there, you don't have a body like her. You have a bigger bone structure because you're big daddy and big mama. See, but you don't have to get fat. But you're not going to become real tiny. Huh? You understand that? So don't be disappointed. Just lose some weight. That's all. That's it. It ain't gonna make you look like them. I'll tell you what though, if you do spiritual way, you look like him. Embarrass your dad. I hope one of these days we get to change the face on you.
Hallelujah.
Ever since I've known you had that sad face. Yeah. And you what you're gonna do now? She'll get home, she'll send me an email or a phone call. I'm going, I really want it. Yes, she will. Promise you.
Yeah.
So far, she's not got offended with me either, like he has at times. Well, I'm sorry, ain't I?
Sure.
Sharp. Sharp as a whip, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, if I didn't know what I was doing, and I talked to you like that, and I didn't know you, if I really knew you, man, I wouldn't talk to you like that. See, I know what's going on, see? So I can talk
Hallelujah.
To you.
Bless
you. I can almost embarrass you. But you're not embarrassed because you're losing weight. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
See, if you don't understand that.
Yes,
Right. Fellow said to me the other day, he said, you know, I said, you're getting older, you're going to fade away. He said, I was watching you on the iTunes. He said, I saw you jumping around. He said, like a 24-year-old. He said, somebody's wrong about that. Well, I'll tell you what happens. Every time I come in like an old man. But then it renewed my youth. It renews it. And the bigger fight I get in, the stronger I get. I'm not going to flee from these devils that take hold of some of you people.
Right.
You come against me, you're of your father the devil. He's influencing you.
Amen.
How are you going to stand like, you mock me again now. Go ahead, do it again. How is it you don't understand what I'm doing? Or what God's doing? that's better still. Because you wouldn't go against the working of God, would you? Would you? You despisers? You wonder? You're going to perish. For I, God, will work a work.
Hallelujah.
I will do it.
Yes.
And you despise it?
Lord Jesus.
You wonder? How is it you don't understand my speech? Am I talking plain? Is it because you cannot hear my words?
Oh,
is that it?
Uh-uh. Oh,
no, because you're under the influence
right.
of an evil spirit.
Jesus.
Of your father,
Jesus.
The devil.
Yes, Lord.
The devil is the one that charges other people.
That's right.
Not God.
That's right.
You ain't got... God ain't going to charge you with anything.
That's
Lord
right.
Jesus.
He's not going to, you're elected, he picked you up. What, he said, no, you have I deemed. I redeemed you, boy.
Right.
Well, who can charge you with anything?
Right.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't this something?
Yeah.
And I know how your mind goes. Well, you're just trying to take care of yourself. I sure am. I sure am, boy. Sure am, boy. Hallelujah. But I do know one thing very much. There's no way I can justify myself. So when old self shows out, I'm going to try to justify it.
Right.
Ah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't really get it, huh? You would save yourself a lot of heartache and pain if you would stop trying to find something wrong with your brother and sister. Because you're supposed to love them.
That's
why Paul said what he said. I got to get along with you guys. I got to love you. I want to love you.
Yes.
And you're unlovable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
I should learn from my Savior that while we were unlovable, mm-hmm. He loved us. While we were sinners,
yes,
He saved us.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Yes, and no greater love than this.
No greater. Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
There's one judge.
Amen.
He's your final judge.
Amen.
Glory.
And to save you from judging,
thank you, Jesus.
He sent you a prophet who says to you, I'm the judge.
That's right.
And I am the judge.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And I'll judge righteously. May everything may look wrong about you, but I'll see what God's doing, and then I'll judge you righteously.
Right, right.
Right.
Glory.
I'm not going to use judgment to condemn.
That's right.
Because Christ does not condemn.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
What spirit are you of?
Hallelujah.
You don't like that, huh? There's our problem.
Oh, bless
you. That's why this church is in such a disarray.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I heard that. I heard that, brother. Run your mouth again, you big mouth. You wise guy. Profess yourself wise, you become a fool.
Amen.
Change the truth of God into a lie.
Amen.
You're sinners. That's not a lie. That's the truth. And God saves sinners. That's not a lie. That's the truth. Let the devil rage all day long. He has no problem. He should have no problem convincing you of your sin. But he don't convince you of your sin for the same reason God does.
That's right, brother. That's right. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So when I'm weak,
hallelujah.
Then I'm strong.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. But remember, you and I was driving down the road with Dale Richard.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
And all of a sudden, Richard blew up.
Ooh, wee.
Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Well, come up here, please.
Yes, sir.
Just look back there and see what I'm seeing. You see how they're blowing up in their spirit at me? Look in their eyes. Look at them. How's it look?
Oh, wow. Kind of rough.
What happened when Richard that day? A devil took hold of
him. Oh, yeah.
We knew that wasn't Richard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that wasn't Richard.
No.
No, Richard, he's pretty nice, but the devil won't get a hold of him.
Right.
But boy, he gets violent, mean, angry, rebellious. Isn't that right, Richard?
Right.
No, I look at Morgan again. You know, one time we were out here looking at a house.
Yes, sir.
And Richard, I took Richard along because he got a mow.
Amen.
And he knows how to do it.
Yes.
So he gets out of his truck. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, pow, that thing hit him. He jumped in that truck and backed that thing up and around, screaming and hollering. Brother Dennis was with him. He took off running. I did too. Did I run, Dennis? But how did I run? I ran right at him. I ran right at him. He jumped out of the car, threw himself around, said, "I want to die. Kill me. You're going to kill me." And I said, "Shut the hell up."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gets violent when that thing hits him.
Oh, yeah. It was
Did you ever you ever hear language like that?
Oh, pretty intense.
You and I sitting on the front seat, he's sitting in the back, remember?
Wow, pretty intense. Yeah, pretty intense.
Hey, try this for me, Richard. Say, glory! I like that.
Yeah, that's
hallelujah.
Good. That's good. Yeah. Glory.
Say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory! Amen!
Glory. That's Richard.
No, that's Jesus.
Yeah.
That's Jesus. I'm going to ask my spiritual brothers around here to stop coming against me.
My Lord.
Because if you don't stop, then you are going to be stopped. If you don't, if you're not willing for God to give you the right spirit and the right heart. We're dealing with the end time church.
Amen.
And I told you dozens and dozens of times. You see, when I was talking about you getting out of here, I also talked to them, didn't I?
Yes.
Didn't I?
Yes.
Now, that those devils up there, they won't do it. They listen to me, they don't hardly miss a word. I guarantee you, before the day's over, I'll have a list of things I said here.
Amen.
And they'll use them against me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Promise? No question about it.
Amen.
Of course, I won't look at them anymore, see? Because the words are, they're briars, they're thorns, they cut.
Hallelujah.
So I want you to know, fellas, send all you want. Bingo! Delete! 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 You are nothing. You mean nothing. You're a liar. Delete! Hey, folks, you want to throw something? Delete! 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 Delete!
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord.
Ah, boy. Now, you think just make him shout? I got you to rage even more.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Satan rages. I told you I was going to tell you about the word come.
Right.
It is a word I'm very much acquainted with. Common.
My Lord.
Common.
Yeah.
Commonly. Equal. Parallel.
Yeah.
I mean, similar to.
Yeah.
But I gave all diligence. Well, what I should write or preach to you became very evident. I should remind you to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. This common salvation.
Amen.
And they had all things common. And no matter anything he called his own.
Hallelujah.
Because they had all things common.
Hallelujah.
So they gave up everything they had. Everything.
Right.
And no man lacked anything because they all had all things common. Common salvation.
Yeah. Amen.
No big, we're all equal.
Amen.
We've all been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Washed in the blood.
Amen.
Big sinner or little sinner, they make no difference.
Right.
common salvation. Common. And he had all things common.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Amen.
When you understand that, and become part of the common people.
Mm-hmm.
And the common people heard him
gladly.
Amen. They were so glad they had the opportunity to hear him.
Right, right.
What he said to them, he said to me.
Hallelujah.
Right. I lost him again.
Amen.
Common salvation? What's so common about the salvation? Because he saves sinners.
Hallelujah.
What do you have in common with that?
Yes.
What do you have in common with that?
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a right to say it, but I know a lot of folks would say you haven't committed many sins. It don't take many sins to make you a sinner. Just take one.
Just one.
And you're a sinner.
Right, right.
And there's no big sin, little sins.
Right, right.
There's no sins worse than another.
No.
All manner of sin. All
yes.
Manner. All manner. All manner. That's an interesting word, manner. Sin has a manner, doesn't it? It works out. It has a pattern, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Doesn't it? All manner.
All manner.
Get your manners right.
Yes.
I'm not going to read all this, but I got all that out of the word common.
Amen.
A community.
Hallelujah.
We're all equal.
Amen.
We all enjoy the blessings.
Amen.
And we bear the reproach.
Hallelujah.
We're common.
Amen.
We have all things common.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, you suffer, I suffer.
Hallelujah.
And I'm blessed, you're blessed.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And how many of us despise the blessing and the cursing? Because God does them both.
Yes.
He cursed the tree, then turned around and blessed Israel.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because Judaism was a part of Israel.
That's right.
And they were living under a curse.
That's right.
The curse is everyone that tries to hang on the tree.
Yes.
He fulfilled the curse.
Yes.
Amen.
Himself.
Curses everything hanging upon a tree. So he became a curse for you.
That's right.
Huh? So you don't need to be cursed anymore.
That's right.
Can't be a Jew anymore, be Israel.
Right. Yeah, be saved.
Praise God. Well, it'd be nice if you folks would really enjoy the truth. Really love it. You might get excited about it. When you love something, there's someone that get excited about it.
Amen.
When you see him, or somebody says, you look at me like you're excited to see me. I'm not. Some of you, I'm not excited to see you. I fear for you. You keep walking in my presence and you keep mocking me. You keep telling me I didn't tell you the truth. And then you want me to turn around and just put you right back where you were. I won't put you back where you were because you had before and you goofed on it.
Hallelujah.
Who, when I get to heaven, whose wife's going to be? Come on, man. I'm going to put you in another place. You won't need a wife.
That's right. Oh, Jesus.
You ain't lost a thing, brother.
Hallelujah.
You've got it all lost. Get to know Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Must be.
When you got all lost in your grief and your self shame and,
right.
And condemning yourself, and what did I do wrong? What did I fail? Why, everything?
Yeah.
Everything. He just shamed you.
Right.
Yeah. Don't you know your kids gonna say, "Dad, you didn't teach us right."
Yeah.
Don't blame you. Yeah, they are.
They done.
Hallelujah.
You, what?
They done it.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You, huh?
Yeah.
Little old sweet guy like him.
Hallelujah.
It's not those boy and girl.
Hallelujah.
You know what y'all do with me? Blame me? If it wouldn't be for you, I'd have what I want. I'd be where I want to be. I'd do what I want to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Mercy.
Now you know how it feels, don't you?
Glory to God.
he best stop being a scoffer.
Hallelujah.
A young boy or girl said that to her father, scoffing. They're scoffing. They're mocking. And it makes it that much more difficult for you to reach out to them.
It does. It does. I have to leave them alone.
Because they'll cut you again, and cut you again, and cut you again. Yeah. I mean, you saw the last trip you went to see him, and it wasn't too pleasant, was it?
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead. Go play, play with God. Are you really that dumb? Are you folk really that dumb? Mm. You can't see what God is doing among us.
Oh,
are you? You've been told from the very beginning this is the last work.
Amen.
This is it.
Amen.
You ain't going to go to a place else and find this finished work.
No.
In fact, God got the whole world looking this way.
That's right, brother.
There wasn't no damn fool that said, well, God, I heard you say you got the world's largest audience. I said, I do. Well, what do you mean? He said, well, a pope can speak to more people at one time than you can speak all of you. I said, sir, you dummies, what I have is I back this morning we jumped in another country up to 192 now. This is a prophet that is reaching every nation. Fools! How do you understand that scripture? And this gospel, the good news of the coming of Christ,
yes,
shall be preached,
yes,
into all, yes, the world, to every nation, as a testimony. He's coming.
Yes.
And when we get to that mark, that God's the only one who can say when it's done.
That's right.
When he says it's done, it'll be done. Then shall the end come. In that song.
Amen.
Tell you people you're not ready for the end. You're not.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus.
And then you turn around and rail and rail. All the things I've done around here in the hand of God. Just so that we can survive this time that's coming.
Lord Jesus.
Mercy.
I remember telling you some years ago when the state was on my case and the slave was on my case and they put me in jail and thought, I said, I believe when I get done they're going to leave us alone.
Yeah.
But the minister weeped between the porch and the altar.
Yeah.
He said, spare thy people,
yeah,
that they leave us alone.
Amen.
We're not here to become an American.
Right.
We're here to become sons of God.
Right.
Our citizenship is in the kingdom.
Right.
We're not going to fight a patriotic war.
No.
We're not going to strive to keep our physical life alive.
Amen.
That's his business.
Yeah. Oh yes, Lord.
Amen.
And he can do it.
Amen.
In the wilderness.
Yes.
He can rain down manna from heaven.
Yes.
Bring water out of a rock.
Right.
And feed us angels proof.
Yes.
Of course you got to get up early in the morning and go get it.
Yeah.
Bless you all.
Hiromo kando shikababate. And you shall begin to see, even before this month is passed, you shall begin to see direct and dynamic moves of the Holy Spirit upon the face of the earth to bring this final judgment to an end. I, the Lord thy God, have spoken it.